There's a special edition of WUNC's Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
H.C. McIntyre here. This is one of my songs you can hear on WUNC Music. Can you feel it when your lashes tear? All my pillows black. You can hear that song and discover lots of other great stuff on WUNCmusic.org.
We're doing something a little different this time with Songs We Love. We're focusing on a studio. Duck Keys Studios in Mebane, North Carolina, was home to early work by Superchunk, Polvo, Archers of Loaf, Dexter Romweber, even Ryan Adams recorded a project there. In January, it was destroyed by fire, and now studio owner Jerry Key is trying to figure out what's next. A group of local musicians launched an online fundraiser to help the studio get back on its feet. Last week, I took a drive to see what's left of this piece of North Carolina's music history. Hey, Jerry, Eric Hodge.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, too. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what happened here?
I think it was just an electrical fire. Woke up early Saturday morning and smelled smoke and came out, saw the flames and tried to put it out, and it just went wild. Yeah.
Do you mind walking us through and kind of describing it to us?
Sure. Back was a recording, part of the recording studio. It's a little dark. You know, we put in the booths and stuff like that.
This is where the musicians would be.
Yes.
People should see that there are melted keyboards and consoles and equipment and recording devices and radiators and furniture and all of it just destroyed.
Yeah, it does hurt to see things like that. Yeah.
Walking through this space with Jerry is rough. There are no lights on. Everything, including our clothes, smell like smoke. All the doors and windows are open so you can hear the cars rolling by. But despite all that, Jerry is still easy to smile, even laugh, when he remembers some of the musicians he's recorded over the past 30 years. That includes a shy young singer named Ryan Adams.
You know, he was a songwriter. He was good. The songs more or less just had one verse. You know, he hadn't really learned to flesh stuff out, but they were good.
Most of the bands that recorded here did not see anything close to the commercial success of Ryan Adams. Take, for example, the 90s indie rock band Polvo.
They're a great band, and they definitely were in a place all of their own. You know, when I first met them, I wasn't quite sure, you know, what was going on. The tuning was weird, you know, the guitars were cheap and funky, and they had a sound, and a lot of fun.
In addition to Polvo, bands like Superchunk, Kingsbury Manx, and Dylan Fence recorded their early work here. One of Jerry's favorites was a gospel band led by the late Freddie Branch.
You imagine about 10 guys in here, you know, a couple out there. Freddie would be in the booth singing. You know what? That ain't nothing but.
Oh, yeah. How hard is it for you to walk through these rooms and see all this? Has there been enough distance that, it's hard for me to imagine because this is your home as well.
There's been some distance, but I've also put a lot of it just arm's length. I'm still not sure exactly rebuilding or tearing it down. I don't know what the insurance company is going to recommend.
Many of the musicians you've worked with over the years have pitched in on a You Caring online fundraiser to help you out. That must be gratifying to see these folks coming together on your behalf.
It really is. To see everybody come together has been pretty heartwarming.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for your time.
All right, I appreciate it.
That online fundraiser is closing in on its $10,000 goal. There's also a benefit concert scheduled for this Saturday night at King's in Raleigh. Organizers say the proceeds will go to Jerry to help him rebuild and start recording again. I'm Eric Hodge.